Hello. Ah, now that I've got your attention, I'd like a quick word about how Cambridge 105 Radio is funded. Our job is to give a voice to those groups who may not otherwise be heard. That may be our support for local music or the charity of the month. You're wanting to know how you can help, aren't you? Well, you can support our advertisers. And when you use their services, say you heard about them on Cambridge 105 Radio. And you can make a donation. It all goes towards our upkeep. We're eco-friendly, but we do have a bit of an electricity bill. Visit cambridge105.co.uk and click on the donate button. And thank you for listening.
Pat Pillai joins me now from Neural Networks Project at the Grand Arcade. I hope I've got that right. Explain to me what's happening, Pat.
Okay, so Neural Networks is an art community art project that actually connects art and science, and it connects scientists, neuroscientists in particular. It started off as a project about brain health, and I'm the founding artist. We share knowledge in a very informal way. So we actually have models of brain cells, neurons, which are the electrically excitable cells of the brain, and we get quite excitable when we're having these sessions where we're actually making a neuron, and I've got one in my hand that can show you that, you know, they've got...
Sadly, we've no TV cameras.
Yes, I know. Yeah, they've got kind of long dangly things hanging
off. It looks a bit like a spider.
That does look a bit like a spider. So we actually make them that they're scientifically informed enough that the actual neuroscientists can talk about their work using them as a prop. And we invite neuroscientists along to our session. So we're making neurons with people. They're either knitting, crocheting or wrapping. And mostly when we've got a drop-in session, it's just wrapping or binding because that's quicker and easier. And the neuroscientists will talk about their work after we've given a quick introduction and tell people how to do their binding so they can be actually making a neuron in their hands while they're learning about it with their ears.
How good a knitter do you have to be?
You don't have to be able to knit at all.
Really?
Because the wrapping, this one, for instance, here, you can see it's quite organic. We give a...
It looks like a root vegetable.
Yeah.
I just have to explain to the listeners.
We have a pre-prepared shape and we put pipe cleaners on it and you wrap around them and make it... It ends up looking like a beautifully knitted neuron. So you don't have to be good at it. They're all free events. And it gives you a chance to have a one-on-one conversation with a neuroscientist after the
talk. Which isn't what happens every day, really, is it?
No, you can sit and knit and at a neuroscience with a neuroscientist. It's really quite unique. And we have a lot of sessions across the whole science festival. We're just part of the main science festival, but, you know, we'd like to think we're a fairly important part.
And you've introduced this from Australia, is that right?
That's right, yeah, it started in Australia.
Just noticing the accent.
Yes, started in Australia in 2014. And we've done this down there where we built a giant walk-in brain with all these brain cells we're making, and that's what we're going to do in the Grand Arcade here. Except this one will be an inside-out brain, so the cells will be on the outside of the brain instead of inside.
So what can we learn from this particular project?
Well, if you come along to some of the talks, you can learn
a lot.
You can learn a lot. For instance, in the Central Library on the Tuesdays and Fridays over the festival, so that's the 13th, 16th, 20th and 23rd, we have after-school sessions where we have a variety of neuroscientists coming along. We've got Tristan Bekenstein, who's going to talk about sleep and consciousness. We've got Duncan Astle, who's going to talk about learning, attention and memory. I could listen carefully to that one, I think. We have Professor Jenny Morton talking about Huntington's disease and sheep, and I don't think she's actually talking about the wool off the sheep to knit with. I think she's just talking about the Huntington's research. And then we have Amber Rugrock, I hope I said that right, who's going to talk about autism. So there's all sorts of things that most people would probably find very interesting, and the scientists, you know, will not talk so deep into it that...
We'll be able to understand.
You'll be able to understand. And if you can't, you can sit down with them after with while they're knitting and ask them to please explain.
And needles and yarn, are they provided?
Needles and yarn are provided, and we also have a pattern book, which if you get really excited about it, you can download the pattern book. If you go to the Cambridge Science Festival website, you'll find all the details of all the talks and sessions, and there's lots more than just those four. And you'll find that you can download a pattern book and start knitting. If you can knit fast, you can bring in a neuron for us to attach to our installation on Monday.
It runs from Monday, is that right?
Yes, it starts on Monday.
And the Grand Arcade, is that right?
The Grand Arcade is where the installation will be.
Okay.
And in the library, there'll be another installation within the library itself near where we're doing the talks. That one will stay up for the 2 weeks. The one in the Grand Arcade, I think, is probably only there for a week. So,
okay,
Come that first week and come and see it. It's going to be spectacular. I mean,
absolutely. If anybody wants to find out more about neural networks, where do they go?
So if you go to the Cambridge Science Festival website and there's a link to neural networks there, or really just put into your search engine neural networks Cambridge Science Festival and you'll find it. And that's where you'll find all the information about what we do.
And why you do it.
There is a link also to the Australian project, which tells you a bit more about the history of the project and how we started off down there.
Oh, great.
In a very small way and very quickly it kept going.
It's self-generating
and which is why I started in the first place. I wanted to talk about neuroplasticity and resilience of the brain and let people know how your brain wants to keep on learning.
Yeah.
And so this project is actually doing the same thing as what we want our brains to do.
That's really good. Pat, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. For me.